The gospel text today, Jesus gives Peter insight into the kingdom of heaven. We're speaking of a parable to him about forgiveness and indebtedness. This reading, you know, it comes every year, comes often, even in the Sunday liturgy as well. The part that I'm unclear of is the heart of the servant that is forgiven the huge debt. Is he just hard-hearted? Is he just oblivious to the fact of what has just taken place in his life? Or is he still living under the burden of that which was forgiven him? It seems to me, I mean, it's, you know, either one, he does what he does and he does it wrong, right? I mean, either those conclusions, either just hard-hearted or in receiving the forgiveness doesn't really receive it, but sees it as a stay of sentence that he now must go about collecting the debts that are owed to him so that he can make a payment back to the master. Either way, it's just not right. And it's a warning to us when we receive God's mercy. One, not be hard-hearted. See what it is that you have received. Acknowledge how you have been forgiven. My brothers and sisters, without forgiveness, we have no salvation. I don't care how good you are. There is no salvation without forgiveness. All of us must be forgiven to enter into salvation. And the price of our salvation and the forgiveness that is given to us is absolutely beyond our ability to earn or deserve. That's why it's funny. I mean, I've done the math before. I've looked up the words in the Greek. I've done the math. It is this astronomical amount of money. It just says huge sum of money. It doesn't do it justice, not if you do the math. An impossible amount of money is given to this person. An impossible amount that is not able to be repaid. The man is forgiven. The man is forgiven. I know that a lot of times early on, in my 20s, I would say, often I would leave the confessional more angry than when I went in. You know what I mean by that is not because the priest was somehow a jerk that day and, you know, and ran me through the ringer. I would leave the confessional more angry at myself than when I went in. All right, you did it. You went to confession. You're not going to do this again. You're not going to do this again. You're not going to do this again. And I would get more and more and more angry with myself, never ever truly receiving the forgiveness. I mean, God forgave me, but I never forgave myself. Never operated in that forgiveness. Never taking that forgiveness to myself and understanding this. If God has forgiven you, there is no anger towards you from him for those things. Is it just for you to hold yourself in anger, to be bound in anger, when the reason has been forgiven? What the master wanted for that servant was in the receiving of the forgiveness for him to become like the master. To experience that merciful experience of love washing over him. all that his life. He was on the verge of losing everything and living the rest of his life in slavery, and his wife and his children living their life in absolute slavery. And they were drawn back from this abyss because of forgiveness. The master wanted the servant to be changed by the gift of mercy given to him, to become like the master, to impart mercy as he had imparted mercy to him, first to himself, and then to others. There is much for us to learn, my brothers and sisters, about this parable. The greatest thing, and I'll say it this way and wrap it up. I said before, there's no way that you can earn or deserve the mercy that has been given to you, correct? You can't earn it, you can't deserve it. So what should you do then, face to face with such an abundant gift of mercy? One of the greatest things that you could do is to receive it and be changed by it. If you can't repay it, if you can't financially just simply repay it, if you can't earn it, you can't deserve it, then allow that mercy to change you. That would be the greatest affirmation. That would be the greatest sign. That would be the greatest compliment that you could give. And then in receiving that mercy, in receiving it, I'm allowing it to change me and transform me, because that's all I can do in gratitude. We have been forgiven much, my brothers and sisters. We should be the most merciful of people, and we should be the most joyful. Amen.